Sometimes kids, even from an early age, will give you a glimpse of what they might do or become as they grow older. The contraptions young Charles was building at his home in Little Falls, Minnesota, were certainly a tip-off that this was not your ordinary five-year-old. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Well, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Charles Lindbergh was born in 1902. His father was also Charles, but went by C.A. He was a lawyer who moved to live and work in Little Falls, Minnesota.
Gets married. He has daughters with his first wife. Unfortunately, his first wife passes away, and C.A. becomes a widow with two girls.
Kayla Stilo, site manager of the Charles Lindbergh House and Museum in Little Falls, Minnesota, says meanwhile, a young lady named Evangeline Lodge Land, who had a degree in chemistry, found her way to this small town.
Even though she was highly educated, she didn't have a lot of options. So she decides to move out of her home in Detroit, move up to Little Falls because she thought it would be a frontier adventure. And shortly after arriving and taking a job as the high school science teacher, she meets C.A.
The two married, and soon their son Charles was born. Charles was born before the Wright brothers flew their first plane. Kayla says the young boy had quite the mind for engineering.
From a young age, you see that scientific mind already at work. He develops a whole pulley system to get ice blocks into the house without lifting them. He is building tractors alongside the tenant farmer family that worked for the Lindberghs. And he's even doing things like building his own incubators, because why buy them when you can make them all by yourself?
C.A. was elected to Congress. At about the same time, Charles's parents separated, but did not divorce. He found himself bouncing from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., and many points in between. But his love for science, engineering, and eventually aviation would, of course, make him known worldwide. But how did that all occur? That part of the story is next time. As we travel the countryside in Little Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.